The 2016 budget calls for a 1.3% pay raise for federal employees. Fair enough. That's assuming it passes. But what do you and your colleagues really think about it? And how are you responding to the president's plan overall? Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler joined me to relay some of your comments.
We've been covering the budget all week here on Federal News Radio, and we're continuing to go through it. It's a big document, as you can imagine, and there's something in it for everybody. You know, every agency's funding, the workforce issues, management issues. Obviously, the big things for feds this week that we learned, the president is asking for a 1.3% pay raise for both civilian federal employees and members of the military. He is not asking for any increases to retirement contributions for feds, nor is he asking for a change in how cost of living adjustments are calculated. That was the whole change CPI issue that's come up over the years. As we also know, the president's plan would repeal sequestration. Now, as you can imagine, lots of comments coming in from both federal employees themselves and members of unions and union leaders, and also some members of Congress that we're hearing from this week, some important members of Congress. So I want to share some of those comments with you this morning, Tom.
Please do.
So J. David Cox, as you know, J. David Cox is the head of AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. And upon hearing of the 1.3% pay raise, he says, let's be real. A 1.3% pay raise will be eaten up by higher costs for groceries, health care, and other essentials. Like other middle class workers, federal employees need a meaningful pay raise to make up for years of stagnant wages. And unfortunately, the president's proposal falls short.
Well, they'd like, I think, 3.8 or 4% would be their preference.
Right. And that's that proposal that we've heard, that legislation we've heard from Jerry Connolly and about two dozen sponsors, other sponsors on Capitol Hill. I heard someone say yesterday, though, what is, you know, a raise like this, 1.3%? That's probably more likely what they're going to get in terms of, you know, what Congress will approve in the end. This still has a long way to go.
Well, you know, but it does raise an interesting philosophical question. Yeah, because real earnings have eroded for, as J. David Cox says, for people in the middle class. But in the private sector economy, nobody has gotten really a real raise for a long time. And there is that erosion. And so the question is, should the federal government, as it's proposing to do, raise taxes so that one group can get above average wage increases? I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's just a question that makes it difficult to have really a hard stance one way or the other.
No, absolutely. And, you know, so what are they likely to get? We got a little bit of some insight from someone on Capitol Hill who does have some say in this matter. So Congressman Jason Chaffetz, the new chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, he was at NTEU's conference this week, and he did say that he will support a pay raise for federal employees. But how much that pay raise will be is still up for debate. And he also said in return for the pay raise, he wants the help of federal employees in rooting out the bad apples within agencies. And, you know, his committee right now is crafting legislation that will focus on specifically the senior executive service. He wants a faster process for firing SESers who have done wrong. And he says, you know, for example, sometimes people have they'll go ahead and retire instead of being fired, and then they're not able to, be investigated by the IG. And he would like to see investigations continue, even if someone says, okay, I'm under a little bit of pressure here. I'm out the door. I'm going to retire.
Well, I guess then the quid pro quo there would be, is he willing to make sure whistleblowers are protected? Because that's
Absolutely.
How you get SESers. That's how it happened at the VA. It was all the result of whistleblowers, and they had a very, very hard time of it. Some of them took years to get any kind of restoration to their own whole lives after blowing the whistle on what ultimately were bad SESers.
I thought the exact same thing, Tom, when I read those comments from Jason Chaffetz. And I guess that remains to be seen. And that's also something that the Senior Executives Association has brought up in this whole debate that has gone on for what now, the past 6 months to a year, because we saw it with VA. But that's the big thing they have. You know, you have to be able to strike this balance between folks who are doing wrong or who are accused of doing wrong and being able to give them due process to make sure that they have actually done what they are being accused of. Wouldn't it be terrible to fire someone who actually did not do what they're being accused of doing, and you know, just be, and then you've got, you know, good talent out the door because of that.
True enough. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler. What do some of the plain old folks on the street say about all of this budget information?
Yes, we've got a lot of comments, as you can imagine, from folks, you know, around the federal government. One person had this to say on federalnewsradio.com, and I urge people, you know, federalnewsradio.com is a great place to share your comments on the stories and the topics we're covering. So on every article, you can comment, and you can do it anonymously too. So I'd urge people to do that. Some of the comments we received on our specific stories about the pay rate or about the budget. One person said, raises stink, bonuses are minuscule, we get treated like a political pinata every year, and they can't figure out why employee engagement is down.
Ooh, that one strikes home to the
Absolutely.
Hilt.
Absolutely. And we also had some folks that were commenting on the president himself. One person said, the only thing you need to know about Obama's budget is he thinks federal employees are idiots. The fact that most would vote for this guy, again, proves he's right. Someone responded by saying, bad as he has been, the Republicans have shown no signs at all of being better. And a third person said, no Republican president would spit in the military's face the way this guy has over the last 6 years. 1.3%, name a Republican that would propose such a raise for the armed forces.
Ooh, well, those are some pretty passionate comments. Although, you know, I always marvel at the level of commenting that some of the mainstream, the big media get versus what the trade press gets. Because I don't think we get a lot of commentary because I think people are worried about being seen as political and so
Very
forth,
true.
Even though it can be done without your name. But you look in some of the, you know, the big papers, and they'll get 2,500 comments on some controversial story or story about a controversy. And I have to admit, I'm a sucker for these things since they don't have the you know, the National Enquirer. You know, it's hard to find now. I read the comments on newspaper articles, but what you find is there's about 25 people that do about 90% of the
it's
commenting.
Very true.
I know that guy, and you almost could write their own comments for them.
Absolutely.
Ahead of time.
You know, I do think the comment section on federalnewsradio.com is always very interesting. Sometimes you get a lot of great tidbits, especially, you know, sometimes we even get ideas for stories, or we get tips on, you know, certain things going on within certain agencies. And we always urge people, you know, again, like we said, it is, you can be anonymous. You don't have to be. You can also have a screen name on federalnewsradio.com. So, you know, we understand that people like to be a little bit protected there if they are commenting about their jobs, right? But it's always very, I think our commenters tend to be pretty intelligent for the most part and have a lot of good things to say, and they really do care about their jobs. And so sometimes on topics like these, they get a little frustrated, and that, you know, that can come out.
And speaking of federal jobs, you have a comment from the NARF president about recruitment efforts in relation to the pay raise and the other issues in the budget regarding federal pay and benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. So the NARF president had this to say, and I think this is interesting, right? So if raises would only go up by about 1%, and we only had 1% raises over the last few years, you know, how would that hurt recruitment efforts? And he says, over the past 5 years, federal employees' wages increased 2%, while private sector wages rose 8.3%, and the cost of living increased 11%. This sends a powerful message to job seekers questioning whether a career in the public sector would provide the necessary income to support a family, buy a house, and save for the future.
Good comment there. That's a profound question. While we have you, Julia, what's coming up next week on federalnewsradio.com?
We are really excited about this special report we're going to release next week on the senior executive service. Emily Kopp has been working on this over the last few months. She's talked to over, you know, dozens of current and former SES members. We conducted a survey, an online survey of members of the SES. And this is all to examine the state of the SES, how to fix it, and is it even worth it to have the SES anymore? And the results of our survey, Tom, I got to tell you, are pretty alarming. You know, wait till you hear what we found out when we asked SESers whether they'd join the SES today and whether they'd recommend it to others.